You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
So today's passage is from Matthew 9, 14 to 17. We see Jesus at table with his disciples, and the disciples of John come to him to ask him a question. They ask him, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus replies, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." He continues, "No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." Now, I've always found this passage kind of confusing. I mean, first of all, I can't really visualize what Jesus is saying. I've never seen a wineskin. I mean, wine is sold in bottles where I'm from. And I've never had to patch my clothes. I usually just wear clothes until they get really old and worn out, and then I chuck them. Second of all, this passage is not a clear-cut analogy. I mean, I've always found it difficult to try to understand every detail in the passage and have everything lined up in my mind. So there's new wine, new wineskins, old wineskins, shrunk cloth, and unshrunk cloth. What exactly does each signify? What's the new cloth and what's the old cloth? Now, there are many explanations, but to spare you, I'm not going to go into all of them right now. The point Jesus is making is clear, though. Old and new are not compatible. But why is he saying it now in response to a question on fasting? Well, basically, he's taking the opportunity to tell John's disciples, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Religion is changing. Fasting is changing. It's all changing. I'm doing a new thing." So what's so new about the way we Christians fast? How is it different than the Jews? Or how is it different, say, to the Muslims or the Buddhists? Well, I encourage you to look it up online, but the quick answer is that Christianity emphasizes the action of God in times of fasting. The action of God transforming us from physical beings to spiritual beings. And we see this in the passage. I mean, have you ever asked, why does Jesus use these analogies in answer to a question on fasting? I mean, garments and ripped garments, that makes sense. When the Jews fasted, they used to rip their garments. Fine, that makes sense. But wine? Why wine? What does wine have to do with fasting? Isn't wine all about joy? And isn't fasting all about sadness? To give a perspective about this, I want to tell you about the gospel passage we had in my church on the first day of Lent. I'm part of the Maronite tradition and Eastern Catholic tradition, and the gospel passage for the first day of Lent was the story of the miracle at the wedding of Cana, when Jesus transforms water, lots of water, into wine, lots of wine, and really good wine. Now, why would we start Lent with a passage about an abundance of good wine? It's because wine is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Jesus transforming water into wine is a symbol of him transforming us from physical beings to spiritual beings. And that's what Lent is all about for us. It's becoming more spiritual. And who can make us more spiritual? Only the Spirit can make us more spiritual. Just as Martin said on Wednesday, let's not approach Lent as a time for muscular Christianity, as a time to impress the Lord. Let's instead approach it as a time to receive the grace of God in our lives. Let's approach it as a time to receive more of the new wine, more of the Holy Spirit, more of God Himself in our lives. He only can transform us from physical beings into spiritual beings.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.